just, Rabbi Reese has scheduled a pizza lunch for all the shiurim on Wednesday at 12 o'clock. So tomorrow, I think it's $2, I think.
So, where's the lunch going to be?
In the room.
In the room.
So
okay.
We'll do that tomorrow.
Last week we almost finished the Mishnah on Davis, and I spoke about the nature of the din of Niyum. There's more than one case of Kiddushin Derabbanan. Most Kiddushin Derabbanan cannot lend themselves to be broken up by Yidei Miyum. The woman needs a get, and when she gets the get, she's Asura L'Kuhuna. The one and only exception to the rule that you have a Kiddushin Derabbanan that can be broken up by Yidei Miyum, the girl appears in front of a bezin, and she says, I'm not happily married, and I don't want to remain married with the husband, so the oiker, we say that Miyum is oiker, the whole, it's an annulment. What in secular law would be considered an annulment? Considers if she was never married, and she's allowed to marry a Kohen, she's not a Grusha, and she's allowed to marry the brother of the former husband, and he's allowed to marry her sister. It's considered as if they were never married. That's only by Kiddushe Ketana. And Kiddushe Ketana, what do you mean Kiddushe Ketana? Let her father marry her off in the Torah. See, either she's a Yisayma, literally, there is no father to marry her off, and the Torah never gave the right to the mother. Only the father, Hav Mekadosh, Hav Zakah Debita B'Kiddushe, the father has the schus to marry off the daughter. Or let the father live out Meir Yashem Shana, but she's what we call a Yisayma B'Chayaviyah. Rashi quotes that expression from the end of Nedarim. When is Yisayma B'Chayaviyah? The girl left the Rishus Av. The girl is only Rishus Avir during Katnus and Iris. And after she becomes, once she becomes a Bulgari, she's not Rishus Avir anymore. Or, if the father married her off, so if he only married her off and he only did Erisin, Kiddushin, that's only partially Moitzim Rishus Avir. The Gemara says, how do you see that? Because when the girl is a Naira Hamarasa, Avio Abaylam Mefirim Nedereho. That's the name of the perik, and towards the end of the Nedarim. Nair Hamarasa Avio Abaylam Mefirim Nedereho. The father still has this chus to be made for Nedarim, but he needs Beshutfis with the Orus. But once she has Nisuin, then the Baal is made for Nedarim. And after Nisuin, the father has no chus at all. So once the father marries off his daughter with Erisin, and then they went ahead and they had Nisuin, so then even if the husband will die, she will not be Choseris Lebeis Avio. If you only had Erisin, so it's only partially Motzim Mishu Savir. So then the Mishnah says that she's Choseris Lushu Savir. If the husband dies or the husband divorces her, then she returns back to Mishu Savir. Then the father can be made for the Nedarim again. Father can marry her off in Atayra.
Why is it that she's going back to Mishu Savir if she didn't kneel? I don't know. That's a mistake.
So if... So if the father marries her off, she's married Minatara. And she certainly needs a get Minatara. You have other cases where she's married Midirabana, so she needs a get Midirabana. The one and only case where Miyun works, either Miyun or a get. It's not a halacha dafke Miyun. If the husband gives her a get, so she's a grusha, a surula kain. And then he's not allowed to marry her assistant. She's not allowed to marry his brother. But if it's Kiddushe Ketana, where there is no either, the father's not alive, or she's not Bishus Avi anymore, either Nisis or a Bogeres. Bogeres, it's not going to be Kiddushe Ketana. Okay? It's not going to be Kiddushe Ketana. So the only case Rashi can figure out is Nisis. So after Nisun, she leaves the Bishus Av. And then after the first husband gives her a get and he dies, she doesn't return back to Bishus Avi. So in such a case, that's called the Yisayme B'chai Aviyah. So then there's Kiddushe Ketana Midirabana. That's an incomplete Kiddushin. Most other Kiddushin, the Rabbanan, is an Ishus Ishma, the Rabbanan. And this one is an incomplete Ishus Ishma, the Rabbanan. And when does it become complete? So that's the Tosfos, the Ramash Chaviyat HaYochol, on base on the base. Tosfos quotes from the Gemara in Nidon, Dafnun base. If you started off with Kiddushin Ketana, how long can the girl be my mind? So the Gemara says, there was an opinion of Rabbi Yudah, the Tana Rabbi Yudah, Shiyabra Shachar Alalovon, till you have much more than Shtei Cyrus. And we don't accept that opinion. The Gemara says, and Rabbi Shmuel's opinion is, that even B'nom Murkal Al Ksefa, even if she has a baby, and she's walking around with the baby, if she originally, she, obviously she didn't have the baby when she was a little girl, she had a Kiddushe Ketana de Rabbanan, And then she remained with the husband. She had a baby later. After Akhtana can't be Mesaberes Violetas. So obviously she had the baby later. So Rabbi Shmuel's opinion is that she can even be Mamayan later in life. And we don't paskin like that. The Gemara says a case came up, Rabbi Shmuel's own daughter, and they were crying in the Beis Medrash, and they paskin against Rabbi Shmuel, against Rabbi Yehuda. She can only be Mamayanis Vaholeches up until Achitabi Shtei Sarvis, till she becomes a Gdoilom. Once she becomes a Gdoilom, then the issues matures and becomes an Isha's Gemurah. Midirabbana doesn't become an Isha's Gemurah min HaTorah. Tosis quotes, if he's Boa Leho, if the husband is Boa Leho, after she becomes a Gdoilo, then we assume everybody knows that Kiddush Iktan is only the Rabbanon, and he was probably Boa Leho L'shem Kiddushin Deraisa, to make a Kiddush Biyah. But if he was Loi Boa Leho, so it's not going to mature to become a Kiddushin Deraisa. A Kiddush Iktan, just if she has a Bas Mitzvah party, it's not going to become an Eishes Ish Deraisa Yesh Meayin. So the din is it becomes a Kiddushin Gemurah Midirabon. So we mentioned last week that there's a Rambam, that Rambam is in Hilchas Ishes, Perek Dalet Halacha Tez Zayin. The Rambam writes, if a Chetz Yeshuvcha v'Chetz Yabascharim becomes Mishuchreres. So the Gemara assumes a Dovah Poshut in Gittin, the Gemara we were talking about is in Gittin Mem Gimel Amad Beis. The Gemara assumes that the Kiddushei Oshom, as we call it, Achetz Yeshivcha Bechetz Baschorin, can become only an Eishes Ish Lachatzon. She can't become a full Eishes Ish. Normally, when a woman is an Eishes Ish and she's Mezana, so they're both Chayim Misa, the boiler and Mesa Gamshtem, they're both Chayim Misa. And by Achetz Yeshivcha Bechetz Baschorin, we say Bikoris Tia, that she, if she was Mezana, she gets Malkus, and the boil is Chayiv to bring Asham Shivcha Harufa. So it's an unusual osham that boal amezit kishoygig. So this status that you have an issues, an incomplete issues, and the isha gets malchus instead of misa, and the boil gets his chiyuv asham shivcha harufa. This can only be maintained cause man that she's a chetz shivcha bechetz baschoren. Once the odon of the chetz shivcha is mishacher her, then it can't remain the same way. It can't retain such a status in limbo to be a Kiddushei Osham. So the Gemara has a Machalekes Amoraim. So what happens? Do you say Gamri Kiddushei Bahado? It matures and it becomes an Ishus Gemura. Or do you say Paki Kiddushei? That the Kiddushei and the Ishus disappears, vanishes into thin air. But no one holds that it stays the same. After she becomes a Mishuchreres and she's a regular Israelis, you can't have an Ishus Lachatzon. You can't have a Kiddushei Osham on a regular Yisraelis. So the Rambam paskens on that machlekes hamaroyim in Gittin daf mem gimel and beis. The Rambam paskens gamri b'hado. And he says olamaza doime. So he quotes a din de rabbanon. And all the nesikelim break their heads to try to understand what the Rambam is comparing a din de raisa to a din de rabbanon. So Rav Soloveitchik thought that the poshut pshat in the Rambam was that he's saying called the tikkun rabbanon came the raisa tikkun. He says on the level of the rabbanon, that's what we have. You have kiddushei Miyun, Akhtana has Kiddushin means that it's an incomplete issues with the Rabbanon. But once she becomes a Gdoila, Achitobi Shtei Sarvitz, once she becomes a Gdoila, so it's Gamri Kiddushin Ba'adab. It matures to become issues Gemurim with the Rabbanon, not issues Gemurim in Atur. The Rabbit is Masi. What are the Rambam talking about? And then I said, Kalim, break the heads. What's the Rambam talking about? So the Poshib Shat is that on the level of the Rabbanon is Gamri Kiddushin Ba'adab. So where did the Rabbanon get this idea from? It must be patterned after some din deraisa, called the tikkun rabbanon came deraisa tikkun. So it's patterned after that case of the chetz shivcha the chetz baschorin who had a kiddushei osham and she's nishtachrara. So it's gamri kiddushin bahado. So that din derabbanon indicates the nature of the din deraisa by the chetz shivcha the chetz baschorin who was niskatsho, and then she's nishtachrara. That'll be gamri bahado. And that's what the Chachamim based their takana on. So Kiddushei Miyun is only the Rabbanon. On the level of the Raisa, there's no such thing as a Ketanush in his culture.
Why is it only if he was Baal after she became a Gedolah? Don't we hold that on the Kali Shakar Lama, the Bilun in Bakula Maos, the Kiddushei stole Baal, so the Maos he gave originally for her as a Ketanush, shouldn't that still extend until she was a Gedolah?
If he would give the moist to the father, he gave the moist to the mother or to the brothers. And the mother and the brothers, they can't marry. I mean, they can never marry off the girl.
Not
If the girl is a gedayla, if a girl is a gedayla, and the chasan is about to give the ring, and a girl says, "I have so many rings, give the ring to my brother, and I'll be maskim to marry you." So that's mekudeshes midin ebet knaini. That's midin orif. That would be good. But the girl is a ktana, so what she says is meaningless. What the mother says is meaningless. What the brother says is meaningless. Father's out of the picture also. Even if the father was alive and he's attending the wedding, then I told the father's out of the picture. She's same b'chay avir. She's not b'shus avir. So the whole kiddushin is only going to be mederabbanan. So the last line in the Mishnah has an important din. Kol haychola. We have a machlekes. The Mesichta starts with the machlekes b'shamei b'zil. We're already assuming that we pass like b'zil. The tzoras erva is asura. Just like the erva needs neither yibum nor chalitza, the tzoras erva also does not need yibum nor chalitza. And it's an isa kares. The Gemara says on Gimel Amud Beis. The Gemara establishes a long brisa. Then it says towards the bottom of the daf, what does it say? Azhar shamayinu oynish minayin. So they finally quote the pasuk kolo shi'asim mikolo toevus elo. That this chorus also, if the yavam will be boal tzoras erva, there'll be nisa chorus because there's no heter yibam in such a case. What's the din if you have a suffik tzoras erva? How can you have a suffik tzoras erva? So let's go again. The Mishnah has a din on base on the base. The Mishnah has a din on the third and the fourth line. The kulam, all of these cases in mesu. Let's say my brother was married to my daughter and another wife. An erva and a tzoras erva. And then my brother dies. So just like there's no yibum machalitza on my daughter, there's no yibum machalitza on the co-wife either, on the tzoras erva. What if my daughter died before her husband died? So at the time of my brother's death, he only had one wife. He had the other wife, the nachris. He was no longer married to my daughter. My daughter died before my brother died. So in such a case, she's not tzoras erva. So that's the Gemara later says that that's machlekes hatanoim. We mentioned last week. The Gemara says that there is a machlekes hatanoim on Yud Gimel Amud Aleph. The Gemara quotes Omer Rabbi Yirmiyah Tavra Mishu Shana Zu Lo Shana Zu. There's a machlekes hatanoim here. Two different Mishnayas. The first Mishnah represents the way we paskin. The base is the way we paskin. And there's a Mishnah later that disagrees, and the machloikas is, what is the nukudas of machloikas? Where they say, Misa Mapelas and Nisuin Mapilim. So our Mishnah, we follow the Mishnah on that base, that Misa Mapelas, the story of Tzoras Erva, is determined at the moment of death of my brother. When my brother died, is he married to my daughter and the Tzora? Or does he only have one wife? My daughter already died, or he already gave her a get. So at the time my brother dies, he's only married to the Isha Nochris. So that's because we paskin Misa Mapelas. The whole story of Yibam Vechalitza begins at the moment of death of my daughter. And there was another Tana who says no, that if at any one time during my brother's marriage he was married to my daughter and to another wife at the same time, so the other wife was a Tzoras Erva, so even though my daughter dies before my brother, or even though he divorced my daughter before he dies, the other woman will still be a Tzoras Erva. So we don't paskin like that. That's called Nisuin Mapilim. From the beginning of the marriage of my brother, the Zika is supposed to be a Hemshech of the marriage of the Mace, of the Achameis. So if any time during the period of the marriage of my brother, there was a situation of a Tzoras Erva, so even though before my brother dies, he's no longer a Tzoras Erva, it doesn't matter. It's not determined by the moment of death. Any time during the marriage. Rabbi Yirmiyah says that it's a Machlokes Hatanoim. And we pass like our Mishnah, that Misa Mapelas, the story begins at the moment of death. So let's say my daughter, who is married to my brother, they both die, and it's unclear who died first. Nafal Abayis, you have Mishnahs like that at the end of Bava Basra. Nafal Abayis during the Second World War, a lot of people got killed, and it's unclear who died first. So they were Dinei Torah after they were Shailas, not Dinei Torah fighting with each other. There was Shadis halacha lemaisa. Who gets the Yerusha? If this person died first, the Yerusha goes in that direction. The other person died first, the Yerusha goes in the other direction. So here, let's say my daughter is married to my brother, and they both die, and he had another wife also, and it's unclear who died first. So if my daughter died first, then the other wife is not a tzara serva. We paskin that misa mapelis. The whole story is determined at the moment of death of my brother. But if my brother died first and my daughter died after him, so then at the moment of my brother's death, there was a case of tzara serva. So tzara serva neither has yibum nor chalitza. So what do you do if you have a case where it's a sofek tzara serva? So the din would be chalitza. You're dealing with an isa kares. Because the Tzara Serva, that was the end of that long brisa on Dalet Amud Beis. Asara Shemayinu Oynish Minayin, Talmud Lomit, Kodosh Yasa, Mekodah Teva Se'elu, that's six lines from the bottom. Asara Shemayinu Oynish Minayin, Amakor, Kodosh Yasa, that there's an Issa Kuris. So if you have, the daughter died with the brother, you don't know who died first. So there's nothing to discuss about the daughter, but about the Tzara, so you can't do Yibum Misofik Issa Kuris. So you have to do Chalitza Misofik. So whenever it's a suffix, tzara serva, it's going to be a suffix deraisa luchumer. So the last line in the Mishnah gives you another case of a suffix, tzara serva. It's a fancy case called haicholah lemain v'loy miyano. My daughter is married to my non-existent brother. So my brother married my daughter, non-existent brother, okay? So my daughter is married to my brother and he's married to another wife. And my daughter was only married to Kiddushin derabbanan, Kiddushin miyon. Why? Because I had already married off my daughter previously, she had Nisuin. And the first husband, who also didn't exist, the first husband died or he gave her a get. And then she got married midirabbanan to this second husband, to my brother. So she's only married midirabbanan to my brother, so she's yicholah lamayin, v'loy miyano, but she didn't do miyim. So at the moment of my brother's death, she was still married to my brother. He had two wives. He was married to my daughter and to the tzara. So because Yecholah Lamayin, that shows that the marriage to my daughter was only Midirabbanan. So you can't say on a level of the Raisa that the Tzara doesn't need Yibam or Chalitza, nothing. On the level of the Raisa, my brother was never married to my daughter because Kiddushi Miyun, Kiddushi Ktana, that can be undone like their Miyun is only Midirabbanan. So the Mishnah says if it's a case where it's only Kiddush and the Rabbanan Yecholah Lamayin V'loy Miyano, so the din is taras hochaletzes v'lom is yabemis. We all, even that case also, we treat it as if it's a sofik tzara serva. Why sofik tzara serva? Because what you have over here is a situation of a tarte disastri. On the level of the raisa, my brother is not married to my daughter. Because she was a ktana. And she was yotze meshusi adeni suin, the way Rashi explained. On the level of Rabbanon, he is married to the daughter. So what do you do? How do you treat a case where on the level of the Raisa the din is one way, on the level of Rabbanah the din is the other way? So it's a tata disasri. Minatorvi, she is not married to my brother, but the Rabbanah, she is married. So whenever you have a tata disasri, the halacha, either she is married, she is not married. Which is it? Minatorvi, she is not married, but the Rabbanah, she is married. So that's what the Mishnah tells you. Whenever you have a case of a tata disasri, so you treat it as if it were a suffix. It's not really a suffix. He treated it as if it were a suffix. You have other cases like that. The Avnei Nezer develops such a concept. The Avnei Nezer quotes a ritvo in Yuma, and Daf Mem Zainam and Beis. The Ragachava has the same ritvo, and he has other cases. The Gemara has a suffix when the Kohen Gadol does the Haktoris in the Kodesh HaKadoshim on Yom HaKippurim. They ask to take Malach Hofna of Haktoris Amim Daka. And he has to burn it over there on the machta on the floor. There is no mizbeach in the Kodesh HaKadosh. Every day of the year they do haktoris in the morning. Manalachayom pras b'shachas and pras bein ha'aboyim. A little bit of haktoris they burn in the morning. A little bit of haktoris they burn in the afternoon, late in the afternoon. That's every day. That's on the mizbeach haktoris. Mizbeach haktoris is in the heichal. And on Yom Kippur, in addition to that, Haktoras Haktoras shall call Yom Vayom, you have to also have Haktoras Haktoras in the Kodesh HaKadoshim and Lefnai V'Lefnim. So that you don't take a mana, you don't take a pras, you take Meloi Chofnim Haktoras Samim Daka. So the Gemara has a Rabbi Yechanan quotes a Tana or an Amora. Rabbi Yechanan was the first generation of Amoraim. So Rabbi Yechanan there quotes someone, an unusual name. Maybe it's never even quoted anywhere else in Shas. He quotes a Chocham who had a suffix. What about Bein Abinayim Mahu? When the Kohen Gadol takes Melech Hofnam, Ktoris Hamim Daka, what about the Ktoris that got stuck in between his fingers? Does it have the din like inside? Does it have the din like outside? You have to be makter and anamakter or not. What status does it have? So this Tana Amora, whoever he was, raised a doubt regarding this. He had an Ibaya. What was his name? Amar Rabbi Yochanan Boy Rabbi Yishua ben Uzo'a. Never heard of him. Maybe he's in the Yerushalmi a lot. Rabbi Yochanan lived in Eretz Yisrael, so he must be a name in the Yerushalmi. Rabbi Yishua ben Uzo'a. What's the din bein abenai in Mahu? So Rabbi Yochanan says, Bosa de Bayahoda Pashto, Rabbi Yishua ben Uzo'a was Pashat Tishaila. What's the answer? Bein abenai is a Sveika. So what was he Pashat? He had a suffix, whether Bein abenai is Dinikilifnim or Dinikilachutz. So he thought about it for a couple of weeks, and he came to the conclusion, Sveika Havi. So what's the conclusion? He doesn't know the answer. So the Ritva asks, what do you mean, Basa de Bay Hara Pashta? He was not Pashadid. So he says, no, originally he was Mesupik. Is it like inside, is it like outside? Is it Kilifnim, Maloch Ofnov? It's part of Maloch Ofnov, so you have to be Makter. Or is it Kilachutz? You don't have to be Makter. So you take whatever got stuck in between the fingers, you throw it back into the big container that has all the Kteris, and you use it tomorrow, next week, next month, whatever. So Basa de Bay Hara Pashta, Sveka Havi has a Din Sofi. It's both kilifnim and kilachutz. It has both properties, and he gives a mashal bein hashmashos. That's how the Ritva says. The Ritva says bein hashmashos, not a suffix. When does the first day end? When does the second day end? At sunset, 3 minutes later, 5 minutes after that, 5 minutes after that, 2 minutes after that. It's not a suffix every step of the way. He thinks that bein hashmashos, at least according to some opinions, not everybody agrees. The Ritva thinks that Ben Hashmash, according to some Tanaim, the Pshat that is, has elements of Yom and elements of the Laila, and whatever has, and that's a tar to the Sasri, if it's both Yom and Laila at the same time, so it's yesterday and today at the same time, so whenever you have a tar to the Sasri, the Halacha says you should treat it as if it were a Sufik. It's not really a Sufik. So initially he had a Sufik, Ben Abinai Mahu, is it like inside, like outside? Basa Debaya Hoda Pashta, he thought about it, he thinks that it has properties of Kilifnim and Kilachutz, and since it's a tie to the Sasri, so you treat it like a Sofik. That's the Ritva. So the Avnei Nezer has additional cases. He starts with that Ritva, and then he gives additional cases. So he has Teke Lamashal, he has in Hilchas Avodah Zarah, he has a long tshuva about this. Let's say there's a Jew who's Oved Avodah Zarah. So the Gemara has a klal, a Jew who's mumma l'rov dini ha-Torah. Let's say the Jew violates the overwhelming majority of the mitzvahs ha-Torah, he violates. B'mezid, he doesn't care. So he's a mumma dina ka'akum. You treat him like a nochre. Or even if he's a Jew, Yisrael, he's Oved Avodah Zarah. So that one aveira itself, Oved Avodah Zarah, you treat him like an akum. So he's both, what do you mean, he's only an akum? No, he's Jewish at the same time. I can sell my chometz to him. I can use him as a Shabbos guy. No, he's Jewish. We say that he's Dina Ka'akam, but he's both a Yisrael and an Akam at the same time. So because he's both a Yisrael and an Akam at the same time, it's a tar to the Sasri. So whenever you have a tar to the Sasri, you treat it as if it were a Sufik. Then he has another case. He says sometimes you have Min HaTorah, the din is like this, Min HaRabbanan, the din is different. So he gives a mashal, a Ben Chalutza. Chalutza is Asur L'Koyim, Min HaRabbanan. Min HaTorah, only a Grusha is Asur L'Koyim. There's going to be a Gemara later in the Mems. Chalutza is only Asur L'Koyim Midirabon. It's a Gzeira to Grusha. So Ben Chalutza Min HaTorah is kosher. He's a Koyin kosher. Midirabonon, he's a Cholo. So you have a situation of a tie to this Asri. You have a person who Min HaTorah is a Koyin. Midirabonon, he's a Cholo. So it's a tie to this Asri. The Din Deraisa with the Din Derabonon at the same time contradict each other. So whenever you have a tie to this Asri, the Halacha says he treated as if it were a Sofik. So in the Mele, you always have to go to Chumr. So the fellow who's a Cholol, he's not allowed to be Metamil Mason. Maybe he's a Koin. Not allowed to be Makar Karbanis. Maybe he's not a Koin. You always have to go to Chumr. He's not allowed to marry a Grusha. Maybe he's a Koin. Because he contains within him a tie to the Sasri. So that's what our Mishnah says, Alpi Pashtas. Kol Sheichol Alamayin Veloy Miyano. If a woman is Yechola Lamayin, that means that her Kiddushin is only Midirabbanon. So on the level of the Raisa, she's not a Nashish Ish. She's not married. On the level of the Rabbanon, she is married. So whenever you have a tie to the Sasri, she's married Midirabbanon, Minatar, she's not married, so it's a tie to the Sasri. He treated it as if it were a Sofik. And you always have to go the chumra. So then you say, it's a rasel chalet says, v'lo misya bemes.
Would we say by other kiddushin derabanan which are not mitan miyam?
Also, yeah, whenever you have a tie to this asking, how do I know? Because Tesis says so. The top Tesis about island is, has a whole discussion whether island is, a man marries a girl and it turns out that she's an island. So what exactly is an island? Islandess is not the same as an akora. Akav akora is one thing. Akar means a man who has a hormone imbalance, something, problem, is not able to have children. Akora is a woman who has some hormone problem and she can't have children. But Akav akora can be, today, can be straightened out. And the days of the Gemara also can be straightened out with diet or with medication. Days of the Gemara, they knew diet. Today, they know medication. Fine. So Akav akora is one thing. Islandess is a different, a totally different thing. The Gemara on Daf... The Gemara, where is it? On Daf Yud Beis Amud Aleph. Amar Abasi, Tzoros Islandess, Asur Shanemba, Vahoy Abchor Shetele. The Gemara comments on that pasuk in Kol HaTerakula Ein HaMikra Yotze Midei Pshuto Chutz MiMikra Zeh, except for this pasuk here there is no Pshuto Shal Mikra. The simple translation of the pasuk sounds like it says V'hoya Pchor Sheteleid, when they're going to perform Yibum, the surviving brother will marry the Almana, the Yevama, so the first baby that they have should be Yochem Hashem Machem Ameis, should be named after the one who died, Eloyim Machem Shmo Yisrael. So the Gemara says that that here, that's not the Pasuk Pshat. That's not what the Pasuk means at all. In Kol HaTerakula, we have Pshuto Shal Mikra, and we always assume Pshuto Shal Mikra is Emes. And in addition to Pshuto Shal Mikra, you have additional levels of interpretation. The Gemara quotes the Pasuk, how does it say? Kipata Shifoitze Tzela. The Dibre Torah is like a hammer that breaks a big stone. Ma Patish Zeh, when you bang a big stone, so it breaks into tiny little smithereens. It started off as one big stone, and you break it into tiny little particles, so too, any given pasuk and chumash can have many levels of interpretation. HaKadosh Baruch Hu dictated the chumash to Moshe Rabbeinu in such a way that there's more than one level of interpretation. They're goyish novels. There are poems that were written by Nachrim, brilliant Nachrim, to have more than one level of interpretation. The author intended more than one level. He certainly meant kipshuto. The Rabbanu Shlomo, when he dictated Chumash to Moshe Rabbeinu, he ain't amdikirat from the Pshuto, he certainly meant Pshuto. In addition to the Pshuto, he meant additional levels of interpretation. So the Gemara says, but there's one Pasuk, this in the second Perek, the Gemara has like that. This Pasuk, Vayab Choshetelet, is Hamikra Yotzim de Pshuto. It's the one Pasuk in the whole Chumash where the Pshuto Shal Mikra is not true. You don't have to name the baby after the one who died. So how do you read the Pasuk? The Gemara says, every phrase in the Pasuk is meramis to a different din. V'hoya p'chor is a mitzvah b'gor liyabim. That it's preferable that the oldest surviving brother should perform either yibum or chalitza. V'hoya p'chor. Asher teilet prat la'ailenes. Yalkam Hashem ochab ha'meis is a din that he, the one who does yibum, yarshin zol de nechosim of the meis. Each phrase in the Gemara has a different level of interpretation. So the din is that if the v'loi machishma v'yisol prat la'soris, Shishma Mochel, let's say the surviving the brother who died was a Saris, not an Okar. Obviously, they didn't have any children, so there was either he was an Okar, she was an Akara. They were married for many, many years together, they had no children. So probably he was an Okar, she was an Akara. There's still a din of Yibam Machalitza, but if the one who died was a Saris, that's not an Okar. One who dies a Saris means the whole body is a different construction, and it can't be straightened out with medication or with diet. It can't be fixed up with Ayidei Refua. Or if the Yavama is an islandess, so then there's no Asaris or an island. Either the one who died or the surviving brother is Asaris, so there's no din of Yibam Machalitz. Or if the Yavama is an islandess, so there's no din of Yibam Machalitz. That's the din of Pratla islandess.
Don't we have other psukim that also we seem to not follow the Pashut Dikra, like the Katzota Kappa from this last week's special?
Katzota says Kappa, that's the way, that's Pshut Shal Mikra, that's what it means. Like Ayin Tachasayin. So the Torah Shabbat Peh has a tradition, that's what that phrase means. There are certain things that are just expressions. Every language has its own expressions. That are not to be taken literally, but that's not called Amikri Yetzimidei Pshuta. That's what that phrase means. Ayin Tachasai means like a Ktosas Kap means you throw the book at her. You give her the most strict punishment. That's what that means. That's Rabbi Sol Salanta once commented on Agarata. You have so many strange Agaratas. You sound so crazy. Imar has an Agarata that there was a Bar Yochni bird that was flying in the sky, and it laid an egg, and the egg fell down and it cracked on the globe. And when it cracked, it was so big, 60 villages drowned. All the people in 60 villages drowned in the one egg that cracked. So what in the world is the Gemara talking about? So Rabbi Sol Salanta spent a while in Paris. He was very concerned about the university students, the Jewish university students in Paris, that they're not getting any, there was no yeshiva university. So they had no Jewish education when they're going to university. So he was afraid they were going to assimilate. They were assimilating, not afraid. They were assimilating, it was going to get terrible. So he himself didn't speak French, but he organized that others who spoke French should give shiurim to the university students. So he was there for a while, a couple of months. So while he was there, they had headlines in the newspaper that something to the effect 10,000, 100,000 soldiers drown in one drop of ink. And then the article explains what happened, that the king of one country declared war against another country, and he used to declare war by dipping the pen into a bottle of ink. Years ago, they used to dip the pen in the ink, and they used to sign the declaration of war. So the king dipped his pen in the bottle of ink, and he used one drop of ink. And the first day of battle, 100,000 soldiers died, from both sides put together. So this was the headlines in the newspaper. 100,000 people drown in one drop of ink. So if you read the article, you see it's not poetry. That's pshutai. That's what the headlines mean. He said if you won't have the whole article, and you'll have the headlines, and you look at 100 years later, you'll think that I'm a shugana. What kind of a crazy story is that? So he thought that when the rabbi in the Talmud was delivering that sermon, and he spoke about the gigantic bird that dropped an egg and 60 villages drowned, he was referring to some current events that everyone was familiar with, and everybody understood what he was talking about. He never intended it as Sisri Torah. But we live 1,500 years later, so we don't know what the current events were. We don't know what he's referring to. So to us, it sounds like Sisri Torah. Sounds like it's something ridiculous. Like the headlines in the newspaper sound ridiculous if you don't know what the reference is. So you thought that that's the way people speak. It's not even poetic. There are certain expressions that are not to be taken literally. That's what the Rambam calls Pirushim HaMekubalim L'Moshe Misina. It says there are different sections to Torah Shebal Peh. So sometimes you have an expression in Chumash and you have to have a tradition what that expression is alluding to. Like Ayin Tachasayin or Pri Eitz Hodor. Pri Eitz Hodor is referring to an Esrog. It's not that it's referring to some appealing fruit. It's only referring to the Esrog, that's all.
In the case of Safek Saraso, or even in the case where Gazur Roshona Tushniya, or in all those cases where we have Chalitza specifically being done and not Nibu, is it always because of Gzeirat Darabanan, or is it possible to even have a situation where you can only do chalitza
midoraita? The Gemara has later a case where you do chalitza min haTorah. If the surviving brother is a kohen gadol, and the woman who died was an almana and a be'ula, she was living with the first husband. So an almana. So usually, if the woman, the yavama, is an isa chayvi lavin to the yavam, so in HaTorah we would say and she's oil le'ibum, and it's only exer mid'rabban. Exer b'irushani ato b'yishniya. We don't allow him to do the ibum mid'rabban. Exer ato b'yishniya. But in the event, but that the woman is both an almana, and she, every yivam is going to be an almana, but she's also be'ula. She's an almana min anisuin. She was living with the first husband. So then we have a klal esed dechaloi sese be'en esed dechaloi sese v'yesei. So in that case, it'll be osam min haTorah for the kohen gadol, surviving brother, to perform the yibum. So most of the rishonim assume that in such a case, you need chalitza min haTorah. There's one opinion in the Meiri that the chalitza is only mid rabban, but that's a Meiri. You can always find whatever you're looking for. He has a lot of strange opinions. It's a collection of believe it or not. But the main opinion is the other opinion that the chalitza is needed min haTorah. Let's take according to the Rambam. According to the Rambam, what's the klal? When do you need? When is there zika? When is there not? Whenever it's kiddush and topsin. So a kohen gadol who marries a be'ula, everybody agrees that there's kiddush and topsin. Even according to the third shita in Rabbi Akiva, everyone agrees kiddush and topsin. So there certainly would be Zika. So you're not allowed to have Yibum, but you certainly have Chalitza Minatar in such a case. That's the Pashtus, yeah.
What about the case of where she goes to Ishtar, where the Zkukali Abam goes and marries Ishtar? So we say there that she has to do Chalitza. She gets a get from the Ishtar, and then she has to get a Chalitza from the Miabim. In that case, would it also be a Doraita because she was an Ophel in the Isul of Eshet HaMetz to go to Sechutz of Ishtar?
Yeah, still.
Also a Midoraita. That's a Chalitza Midoraita.
Yeah, why not? Sure. Yeah.
Because you mentioned
at the end of the Mishnah that doesn't Rashi bring the Gemara and give them the nearest to the Tarot's Erebus? Is that the reason why Ain't a poteris of Asma Chalitza, the Siad Masur, the first time anymore. Shaniris Tzora Serva. I don't know, why is it Niris? I have to take a look in the Gemara. I don't know, but the Taptasis applies it to any case where you need to get Minder Rabbana, not only to the case of. It means it's a Tzora Serva, Minder Rabbana. Yeah. On the level of the Rabbana, she is married. So it's a Tzora Serva. On the level of the Raisa, she's not married. So it's not a Tzora Serva. So it's a Taita Desastri. So whenever you have it, it's the same thing. Whenever you have a Taita Desastri, you treat it like a Sofik. So Sofik Tzora Serva is Asur. Sofik Tzora Serva is Asur. On the level of Rabbana, Avada Niriski Tzora Serva. Because she's married with the Rabbana, so it is a Tzora Serva. On the level of the Raisa, she's not married at all. So that's why it's only Niriski Tzora Serva.
Martha says she should be Mimai. Let her be Mimai.
That's it. The next step. The next step, you're asking, the Gemara asks the next step. Why don't you recommend that she should be Memayin so we'll be able to fulfill Yibam in HaTorah? So the Gemara says, Niriska, that's a Nukzera, Niriska Tzara Serva. But we're leaving out that next question. Why don't you recommend that the Yivama, that the Ba should be Memayin so it'll be Ois, so she'll no longer, the other wife will no longer be a Tzara Serva? So, without the next step, it's simple. The Mishnah is simple. You don't have to even say what Rashi. The Gzera nearest Ketzara Sever. That's why we don't allow Mion after Mises Habal. That's a new Gzera Derabon. But as it stands, the Mishnah is understandable. Tosis in the top Tosis discusses if a man gets married, and it turns out that he's an Akar, it turns out that she's an Akar. So you're going to say that that's a Kiddushe Tois. And he doesn't have to give a get. So we don't say like that. If the man gets married, turns out that she's an islandess, then we'll have to see the Gemara. Then an islandess can't be straightened out with medication or with diet. An islandess, the whole body grows differently. Everything is different. Everything is different by an islandess. She's not going to have Shtei Cyrus. An Akora can have Shtei Cyrus, usually at the age of 12. Sometimes a little later, okay, like a regular girl. Most of the girls have Shtei Cyrus at the age of 12, and sometimes a little later. So she'll become a regular gdoila. An islandess never going to have Shtei Cyrus. The whole body grows differently, and the whole din of gadlus is going to be different. She has to have simoni islandess, and then she becomes a gdoila later at the age of 20. It's a whole different ballpark, a whole different halacha over there by the islandess. So the Gemara on Yud Beis Amud Aleph. Take a look on Yud Beis Amud Aleph. Omer Abasi. It's about 15 lines from the bottom of the Omud. Omer Abasi. There's going to be a Machlekes Rabasi and Rova. Omer Rova is the last line on the daf. Omer Rova Hilchos going over to Yud Beis Amud Beis. But the Gemara begins Omer Abasi about 15 lines from the bottom. Tzoras Island is Asura. Man is married to two wives, and one of them is an Erva, so the Tzoras Erva is Asura. So what if a man is married to two wives and one of the wives is an islandess? So the din is, if she's an islandess, the pasuk says, Ashetelet Pratla islandess. What do you mean, Ashetelet Pratla islandess? No chalitza, there's no yibum, there's nothing. There's nothing. It means there's no zika at all. If there's no zika at all, it means that she's an eshesach, shalob amokha mitzvah. So Rav Asi, I would have said like Rav Asi also. I would have said like Rav Asi. If someone would ask me, I would never think like Rava. the din is like Rava, but I would never occur to me to say like Rava. Ravasi was a genius. Rava was a super genius. Okay, I'm not a genius, but I would have said like Ravasi, that if the man is married to two wives and one wife is an islandess, and the pasuk says Asher Teila Prat LaIslandess, so it's an Eishes Sach Shalom Malka Mitzvah. There's no Yibums, no Chalitza. So his second, the other wife, is a Tzoras Erva. What's the Erva? Why is the first one an Erva? An islandess is an Erva. You're not allowed to marry an islandess. No, you can marry an islandess. But if it's my sister-in-law who's an islandess, so it's an Eishes Sach Shalom Malka Mitzvah. Eishes Sach Shalom Malka Mitzvah is an Erva. So I would have thought that the Tzoras islandess is a Tzoras Erva. Why not? Should have been like that. So Ravasi claims that's the din. I said that. So the Gemara asked, but how does he read the Mishnah? Mishnah is beferish natsa. The Mishnah says, if my brother died and he was married to my daughter and to another wife, and it turns out nimtzu islandess, it turns out that my daughter he's married to my daughter menatayra, not midrabban. Married to my daughter. I married my daughter off to my brother. So, and then it turns out that the daughter is Nimtzis Islandess. So the din is that I'm allowed to do Yiba Machalitza with the co-wife, with the Tzoras Islandess. So the Mishnah is beferish against Ravasi. How can Ravasi say that Tzoras Islandess is the Tzoras Erva? The Gemara asks the Kasha. The Gemara says, no, there's no Kasha. How does the Gemara answer? And for the Gemara, Loi Kasha is second line from the bottom. The Gemara asked the Kasha, the third line from the bottom, on Yud Beis and Manav Tanan. How can Ravasi say that a Tzoras islandess is Asur? It's against the first Mishnah in Yevamis. Kulam in Meso, Mianon, is Gashen, Shinimtsu, islandess, are the same Mutaris. Said Beferish, a Tzoras islandess is Mutaris. How can Ravasi say against the Mishnah? So he says, Loi Kasha. It doesn't contradict what he says. Kanshi Hikibo, Kansha Lo Hikibo. The Mishnah goes, Loi Hikibo. My brother married his niece. He married my daughter. I didn't know, he didn't know, the daughter didn't know. Nobody knew that the girl was an island. How do you know the girl is an island? It takes a while. You have to wait till the age 12, 13, 14, till 20 to find out that the girl is really an islandess. Now you can't tell when the girl is 10 years old. He married my daughter when she was 10 years old. My brother married my daughter when she was very young. Very young, you can't tell whether she's going to turn out to be an island. How do you know? Maybe the doctors have a way of telling today. But in the days of the Tanaim, they couldn't tell that the girl is going to turn out to be an islandess. So if it's Kansha Lohikebo, at the time of marriage, no one realized that the girl was an islandess. That's Kiddusha Tois. So you don't need a get at all. So it turns out that my brother was never married to my daughter. He was only married to the other wife. So the other wife is not a Tzara Servo. And Ravasi is only talking Kansha Hikebo. Ravasi is talking, my brother married two wives. Nothing to do with my daughter. My brother married two wives. One wife he knew, Bishas Maisa, she was an islandess. She was 25 years old when he married her. And he knew she was an islandess. And he knows an islandess can't have any children. And he agreed to marry her anyway. How is he going to fulfill the mitzvah of Piruv Rivya? So he married another wife. He married this islandess because of her looks, whatever. She's not going to be too good looking. The body of the islandess doesn't develop like a female body. So for whatever reason, maybe for her money, maybe for her yichas, whatever motivated him to marry this ugly islandess who doesn't look feminine at all, and then he married another girl who is able to have children. So in such a case, Ravasi says, well, when the brother dies, the islandess is an irregular eshesach. The brother dies, there's no yibumus, no chalitza, nothing. That's the miut. Hashetele pratla islandess. So that's an eshesach shalom b'maka mitzvah. And then the Tzoras islandess is Asura. That's what Ravasi says. So Ravasi says beferish that the islandess, if lo hikirbo, if you didn't know, doesn't need a get. What do you mean he doesn't need a get min haTorah, but min haRabbanan you do need a get, or even min haRabbanan you don't need a get? So Tosfos says, it has to, the Tosfos on the Mishnah, on the top of Beis Amid Beis, the top Tosfos talks about islandess. Tosfos says, from Ravasi you see that you don't need a get, not min haTorah, not min haRabbanan. If you would need a get min haRabbanan, then min haTorah it's Kiddushei Tois, and min haRabbanan, min haTorah she's not married at all. Min haRabbanan she is married, because we make believe, l'chumrah, that she really needs a get. So you have the same case as the last line in the Mishnah. Because you have the Tarte de Sasri case. Min haTorah she's not married, min haRabbanan she is married. So whenever you have a tarte de sasri between a din de rais and a din de rabbanan, you treat it as if it were a suffix and you go l'chumrah. So how can the Mishnah say if my brother was married to two wives? How can the Mishnah say if my brother was married to two wives? Well, he was married to my daughter, he was married to the Tzoras Habas, to the other wife, and then my daughter was Nimsa Silenus. So the other one is absolutely not at all a Tzoras Hava. Why is she absolutely not at all? On the level of the Rabbanon, if you need to get me the Rabbanon, it's on the level of the Rabbanon, she is married. On the level of the Raisa, they're not married. On the level of the Rabbanon, they are married. So whatever you have it tied to the Sasri, that's the last line in the Mishnah, that you have to always go to Chumrah. That's what Tosis quotes, the last line in the Mishnah. If you would need to get me the Rabbanon, then how can the Mishnah say that that's a Rasa Muteris in such a case of Nimtza Silenus? If you need to get me the Rabbanon, so it would be the same thing as the last line. You see what the Tosis has in brackets, about 15 lines into the Tosis, which says in brackets, Afilim the Rabbanon. Why? The baya, if she would need to get me the rabban, they quote the last line in the Mishnah. Whenever you have a case where a woman is a pnuya min haTorah and an eishes ish min derabbanan, so you treat it like a tater esasri. Min haTorah, she's not married to the rabban, she is married. So if the islandess needs to get me the rabbanan, so you can't say it's Tzoras Habas would be muta in such a case. It should be treated like a Sufik Tzoras Habas. So that's how Tosis proves that according to Ravasi's reading of the Mishnah, Ravasi says Tzoras Island is a Tzoras Erva. What Tzoras Erva? Because an island is always an Eshe Sach Shalom Maka Mitzvah. Because of the Pasuk Vayapachosh Asher Teilet, part of the islandess. So Tzoras Island is always going to be a Tzoras Erva. So the Gemara says, how does he deal with the Mishnah? It says Fakats in the Mishnah. So he says, no, the Mishnah goes Belohikirbo. So the islander says, Mamish Kiddushito. She doesn't need to get not bin Atar and not bin Rabbanan. And he's talking about a case when it was Hikirbo. So that's how Rabasi reads the Mishnah. So from Rabasi, you see Beferish, an islander doesn't need if Lohikirbo. If Hikirbo, he knows that the girl is an islander, and he marries her anyway, so then it's not a kiddush etos. But if lohikibo, he wasn't aware of the fact that the girl was an islandess, he only discovers it later, so you don't need to get not ben atar, not ben derabon. The question is that we don't, as nice as Rabasi Shita is, I would have said like Rabasi, we don't pass like Rabasi. The maskanas agmar is on my Rove, on the last line going over to Amid Beis, Hilchasa, Rove is a later generation. Hilchasa, we paskin against Ravasi. Tzoras Islandis muteris afilu hikibo. Afilu tzoras bita islandis. Why? Why is Tzoras Islandis muteris? Because since the Torah is excluding an islandis, what are you going to say over here? So one could have said a svara that an islandis, maybe all the 15 cases in the Mishnah of a Tzoras Erva, she's an Erva for a different reason. She's an Erva because Bito, Chamoso, Kaloso, she's some Achisishtoi, Dodoso, always some kind of a different kind of an Erva. What if the Erva is an Erva because she's an Eshesach? What if the woman, the Chamesh Esrei Noshim, what if the woman is an Erva? The Erva is Eshesach, Shaloi B'maka Mitzvah. For some reason, we're not Erva. No other Erva. She's an Erva because of Eshesach. Does the Erva of Eshesach pata tzaras or not? So one could argue with Ravasi, but I'm going to say it's wrong. But I'm going to explain why it's wrong. One could argue, I thought Ravasi, I would have said like Ravasi. If they would have asked me, I would have said like Ravasi. That if he's married to two wives, and it turns out that one of the wives, and it's Hikibah, he knows. If it's not Hikibah, so it's a Kiddush HaTois, okay? So the Tzoras Islandis, if lo hikirbo, so it's a kiddush etos. So the other one is not a tzoras erva at all. But if hikirbo, then Rabasi says, so the other wife is a tzoras erva. Even if it wouldn't be bito, the other wife would be a tzoras erva. Because an islandess never has yibam machalitza, so she's always osur with an isa kores of eshesach shalom b'maka mitzvah. I would have said like Ravasi. So there's room to argue and say, no, maybe it's Tzoras Erva is asura is only if she's an erva for some other reason. Because where did you learn that? The whole institution of tzaras erva, but not long brice on gimel and base. Manal imidu the tana abanan. Isha lachosel lesikach litzro aleho. Aleho has the connotation of ibum. Yibama yavo aleho. So maybe it's only tzaras erva is only if there's a different iser. It's achisishta. It's kalosa. It's chamoso. Dodoso. Some other iser. But what if the iser? My brother's married to two wives. One of the wives is an islandess, and an islandess is Eshesach Shalom HaMakam Mitzvah. So maybe the Yisr Eshesach Shalom HaMakam Mitzvah doesn't cause that there should be a din of Tzoras Erva. Maybe the din of Chamesh Eser Noshim is only if there's some other Erva. The Erva of Eshesach, not. So the Mishnah is befavished against that. Mishnah says, what if one of the wives is an Eshesach of Shalohai Balomai? Right? The 10 brothers. So let's say one brother died. All the brothers are married. One brother died. After he dies, then an 11th brother is born. So the brother who is born, he can't do yibum. He says shesach shalohai by lamai. He wasn't alive. So that the yavama who is now zukuka leyavam is only zukuka to the other 9 brothers. One of the 10 brothers died. Not going to be zukuka to the brother who was born later. But now, one of the living brothers, all the 10 brothers were married. So one of them performs Yibum, and now he's married to two wives. He had his original wife, and now he did Yibum on this wife. And now that brother who did the Yibum, it's too much for him, the two wives. He gets a heart attack. He can't live with the two wives. Each one pulling him in a different direction, he drops dead. They killed him. Sure, they killed him. So now the other brother who was born after the first brother died, he doesn't do Yibam Machalitza on either of the two wives. The other 8 brothers should do Yibam Machalitza. He can't do. Why? Because one of the two is an Eshesach V'Shalahoy by Lamai, and the other one is a Tzaras Erva. So you see, Beferish from the Mishnah. No, Eshesach V'Shalahoy by Lamai is one of those listed in the Mishnah. Here, the top line on Amid Beis. Eshesach V'Shalahoy by Lamai is the Yisar Eshesach. It's not Kaloso, Dodoso, Achaisishta. It's not some other Erva. The Erva of Eshesach, Shalom HaMakam Mitzvah. So that can't be the reason why we reject Rav Asi's din. Rav Asi L'Chorei said a good Tzvara. Tzvara's islandess should really be a Tzvara's Erva. Even though the whole Isra of the islandess is only Eshesach, Shalom HaMakam Mitzvah, but if you have an Isra Eshesach, Shalom HaMakam Mitzvah, it also patters the Tzvara. So why don't we paskin like Rav Asi? Omer Rav Hilchus, so we don't accept him. There must have been a long discussion in between the generation of Rav Asi and generation of Rava. And Rava's explaining, we don't accept Rav Asi's sheet, the Hilchasa, why? We treat, so the Rishonim say, we treat the island as Kemisha Eino, as if she weren't here. What Rashi quotes from the Halachas Gedoilos? Top Rashi and Amid Beis. Keeping the island say, the Belav Erev Namel Chazidim, Habitzaras, Tzaraseva Shalom Makam Mitzvah. Why is it Shalom Makam Mitzvah? We treat the island as if she's out of the Parsha. We totally ignore, because since an islandess never has a din of Yibam Machalitza, the Pasuk is excluding her, Asher Teila, Prat islandess, so there's no din of Yibam Machalitza, nothing, so it's considered as if she's not in the picture. So we treat it as if my brother who died was only married to the one wife. We ignore the other wife. Islandess is Kemishayin Adam. So we don't pass like Rav Asi. So how do you read the Mishnah? According to Rav Asi, Rav Asi holds Tzoras Island is Asura. So how can he say that? It's against the Mishnah. The Mishnah is Nimtzu Island is Tzorasei Mutorois. So Rav Asi says, no, the Mishnah goes Belo Hikir Bo. So it's a Kiddush Etoy. So that's why the other one is not a Tzoras Erva. He's talking of Hikir Bo. That's what Rav Asi says. Rava disagrees with Rav Asi. And Rava holds that Tzoras Island is Mesiyah Bemis. Even Tzoras Bita, Hilchasa, how does he say on the top line, on Yudah Beis, on the base? Tzoras Island is Muteras Afila Hikibu Afila Tzoras Bito Island is. Tzoras Island is not a Tzoras Erva. So according to Rava, you don't have to read the Mishnah that Tzoras Island is Muteras only in a case of Lo Hikibu, because you don't even need to get me the Rabbanon. There's no hechrich to say like that. Even if hikibba, it's still going to be the same thing. Gemara said the feirish like that. Well, the kanish nimtzu, no, not nimtzu. Rabasi says the Mishnah Shenimtzu Islandus, it was Lahikibo, and it's only discovered later. So it's a Kiddush toy, so the Tzora is not a Tzora Servo, because it turns out the Gloy Mosmafe, he was never married to my daughter. Rabbi says, not true. I feel Lahikibo. So he says, you have to change the Girsa in the Mishnah. Tani, you should change the Girsa, not Shenimtzu Islandus, Shahoyu Islandus. He knew all along that she was an island. That's what he says. You have to change the Girsa. We have in all the Art Scroll editions and all the Vilna editions says Shenimtzu Islandus. So Rabbi says it's not correct. It's Labdavke Nimtzu. It's not because Nimtzu when it's a Kiddushito, she doesn't need a get even Rabban. Even if it was Hikibo, still an Islandus is Kemisha Eino, and the holding of Tzara Seva doesn't apply. So that's what the Rishonim quote in the name of the Rabbi Natam. Once we pass on like Rabbi, if you would have held like Ravasi, so how does Ravasi read the Mishnah? Only Nimtzu, below Hikibo. And then you're forced into assuming that you don't even need a get mid the Rabbanon. That's that line in Tosfos. The Ba'ilanis Laboy get Tafila mid the Rabbanon, with the two words in brackets, Tafila mid the Baya, if she would need a get mid the Rabbanon, Haisa Tzarasa Chalas Lamas Yabemis Kiddis Naam and Masnitsin, Kol Shiuchala Maim Veloy Miyana. Whenever you have a case where the woman is married mid the Rabbanon, not married mid Atar, it's a tie to the Sasa, you always go to Chumrah. So if she would need a get mid the Rabbanon, you wouldn't be able to say that Sarasa Misyabem. So according to Rav, the Mishnah goes even Hikibo. It's not based on Kiddusha Tos. So Tosis, they quote in the name Rabbi Natam, once you get to Rav and we reject Ravasi, so that you don't read the Mishnah. The din in the Mishnah is not based on the fact that island is a Kiddusha Tos. So you're free to say that an island needs a get mid the Rabbanon and maybe even Minatayra. That's a different Rishonim quote to Rabbi Natam differently. Then the Muki Yosef quotes Rabbi Natam that once you get to the Maskona that the Halacha is like Rav, the din is not like Ravasi, so then you're free to say that the islanders needs to get mid the Rabbanon. And so Rasa is Misya Bemis because the islanders is Kimishaino. The islanders is not in the parishes, so it's like Tzara Serva Shaleba Makam Mitzvah. She doesn't count at all. In other Rishonim quote to Rabbi Natam, they didn't quote the word mid the Rabbanon. The Ritva and the Rashba, but the way they quote the Rabbi Natam, it sounds like he may even need a get menatera by the islanders. So what's the issue over here? Sounds like there are three opinions. The first Bala Tosfos says, islanders, how does the top Tosfos begin? Base on the base. How does the top Tosfos begin? Islanders kiddusha Tosfos and v'lohoisa eshe sochiv. And you don't even need a get menatera. Sure. You don't even need to get mid the Rabbanon. And then the other two versions are maybe you need to get mid the Rabbanon, maybe even need to get mid the Torah. So what's the issue over here? And where does it come from? Rabbeinu Tam, the Shaila, whether they need a get or not, is it a Kiddusha Tois or not? A man marries a girl and it turns out that she's an islandess. He can have a happy life with the islandess. She won't be able to have any children, so he'll marry another wife. It was rare in the days of the Tanoim that anyone married two wives. You have a Mishnah at the end of the second Perek in Yevamos that's based on the assumption that it was very rare for anyone to have two wives. That's what the Mefarshim on the Mishnah is at. The Mishnah on Chofeim Beis is working on the assumption that that it's very rare. No, the last Chavav Amiral, the last Mishnah is Chavav Kulam Shohelam Noshim. If at the time that they did the Chalitza and so on, a member of the Bezna Chalitza is not allowed to marry the woman who had the Chalitza. So what happens if he was married at the time? So you're not choshed him that he's planning to marry another wife, because it was rare that anyone should marry, even though the days of the Mishnah was Mutter, was before the Chemder Rabbeinu Gershom, but it was very rare. So we have halachas based that Mishnah has a din based on the assumption that it's highly unlikely that anyone is interested in marrying a second wife. Yeah, but over here, it could be that Kiddusha Islandus. I can see why it is a Kiddusha Tois. I can see why it's not a Kiddusha Tois. But where does Rabbi Natam come up to say that you need to get mid the Rabbanon? Min HaTorah, it's a Kiddusha Tois, mid the Rabbanon you need to get. How did he invent that one? So that's all based on a Mishnah in a whole Sugya and Ksubas. So I want to go through that a little bit. and discuss. And here's a Gemara Ksubas. This is quotes part of the story from Daf Ayin Gimel. Here there's a Mishnah Ayin Beis on the base. Ayin Beis on the Aleph. Ayin Beis on the Aleph is a famous Mishnah. Eli Yotzu Shelo Biksuba. Normally, whenever a marriage falls apart, even if it's not the fault of the husband, they were in love and then they fell out of love and they're both bored with each other and they both want to get a get. So the din is not his fault, not her fault. So the din always is the husband has to pay ksuba. Unless he can ascertain that it's the fault of the wife that the marriage fell apart. Let's say the couple was married, then the wife is mizana and the husband has to divorce her. So that's her fault that he has to divorce her. So then, since she's responsible for the ruining of the marriage, so he doesn't have to pay ksuba. Let's say she was fooling him, she wasn't going to mikveh, she was mishamshosa nida, and it was assumed from the beginning. If a couple got married and they're not religious and they plan not to observe taras hamishpacha, and then later on the husband becomes bal tshuva and he says, I want to divorce my wife because she doesn't want to observe taras hamishpacha, what kind of faker? He knew in advance they're not going to observe taras hamishpacha, so that's not grounds for divorce. They were religious, and it was assumed that she's going to go to mikveh, and it's assumed that she's going to cover her hair. If they got married, he got married in the city, no one, none of the women cover the hair. Then he becomes a bal tshuva. He wants his wife to cover hair, she doesn't want to. So let him pay the ksuba. That wasn't understood at the beginning of the marriage. If he married her, it was understood that she's going to cover her hair, and then she doesn't want to cover hair. So that's considered ruining the marriage. And she doesn't want to go to mikveh, and she's giving him non-kosher food. It means in the beginning of the marriage, it was assumed that they're going to be religious. She's going to give him kosher food. So if she's machilosa sheina meusa, she gives him non-kosher food. If she doesn't go to mikveh, she's living with him. So she's responsible for ruining the marriage. Okay. So whenever she's responsible, then the husband is potter from paying ksuba. Then you have the mishnah and the end of ksubas that we discussed already on daf kuf yudam and beis. Let's say the husband and the wife had a chiluk edeis. The husband became a Zionist and he wants to move to Eretz Yisrael. And the wife says she doesn't want to go to Eretz Yisrael. So it's 50-50. So what are you supposed to do? He's supposed to go, not supposed to go. Who's right? So the Mishnah says whichever spouse wants to go to Eretz Yisrael has the correct position, and the other one is considered responsible for ruining the marriage. So if the husband, after 50 years of married husband, says, I'm going to Eretz Yisrael, take it or leave it. If you don't come along, I'll give you a get. Even though you would have thought that he's the one who's changed, he's ruining the marriage. They were married for 50 years in Chutz Laretz. So still the Mishnah says, whichever spouse wants to go to Eretz Yisrael, whether the husband or the wife, they have the correct taina, and the other one is considered as if they're ruining the marriage. So that's the Mishnah on Ayin Beis Amid Aleph. Eli Yotzu Shelo Biksuba, when we can point a finger and say it's the fault of the wife, that the marriage fell apart, so then she loses the Biksuba. Then the Mishnah on Ayin Beis and Beis has the following. You have a Reish and a Sefer. HaMekadosh HaSeish HaMenosh Shein Aleh HaNedarim. He doesn't want a wife who was taking Nedarim all the time. So he says, HaReh HaMekadosh HaSli, on the condition that you don't have any fun in Nedarim. They're Orthodox, they're going to observe what it says in the Torah, but he doesn't need more than that. He doesn't need, she took a Neder not to eat potato chips, not to eat this, not to eat that. He doesn't want to have a headache. So he's HaMekadosh HaSeish HaMenosh Shein Aleh HaNedarim. She doesn't have any major mumen. She has an ingrown toenail. That's not a mum. She has a mamish a mum. She's missing a finger. She's missing a toe or something like that. So that's a major mum. So if it's mekadosh esuisha, amanosh ein aleha nedarim. Mekadosh esuisha, amanosh ein aleha ein ba mumen. So the Mishnah says einim kudeshes. What do you mean einim kudeshes? He doesn't need a get. Einim kudeshes. It's a kiddushei toes. It was a kiddush on al tanai, and there's a bitla tanai, so there's bitla kiddush. What if kitcha stam? He marries the girl stam, he doesn't make such a tanai. And it turns out, yesh aleha nedarim. He marries the stam, turns out she has some mumen. She has a major mumen. So then it says, teitzei shaloi biksubet. It doesn't say, like in the first case, ein mukudeshes. Hari mukudeshes li amana shein alayach nedarim, amana shein bach mumen. And beninzu alam woman is ainim kodesh. Ainim kodesh means you don't even need a get at all. But if kitcha stam b'nimtzo ala mumin, or kitcha stam b'nimtzo ala nedarim, so then the Mishnah says, teitche shalo b'ksube. So the Gemara is medayik, teitche shalo b'ksube, as opposed to the reisha, and the reisha ain't a mekudesh, means you don't even need a get at all. In the sefer, you do need a get. So Tosfos on the Mishnah has two pshatim. So people who don't read too much Gemara think that it's a machlokes, two opinions in Tosfos. They don't realize Tosfos just quoting the Gemara has a machlokes, Rabbah v'Rava. And the next da, Tosfos on the Mishnah has two pshatim. If kitcho stam in imtzu ba mumin, major mumin, so it says teitzei shaloi b'ksuba, you do need a get, but he doesn't have to pay a ksuba. So the requirement for the get is that min the rabbanon or is that min atorah. So Tosfos has one opinion that the get is only with the rabbanon, and maybe it's even min atorah. So it's not that Tosfos has two deis in Tosfos. Tosfos is quoting the Gemara. The Gemara in the next Amud has a machlokes. The Gemara asks a question on the top of Ayin Gimel Amud Beis in Ksubas. Kitchostam v'nimtzo la mumin teitze shaloi b'ksuba. So the Gemara is medak ksuba hu do la baya. He doesn't pay the ksuba hagita baya. He has to give a get. So the Gemara asks, mashna ksuba do lo baya. Why doesn't he have to pay a ksuba do omer? Yepshi bishan adranis. He says it's a kiddush etoyes. I didn't want a woman who has a lot of so many hangups. It's not only does she have to keep kosher, she has to observe all of her nedarim. It's going to make me crazy. And he doesn't want a wife who's going to have mumen. So why does the Mishnah say he doesn't have to pay the ksuba? Because kedusha toys, yochi get nami lo tiboy, so she shouldn't need a get either. Should be kedusha toys. Shouldn't be mekudeshes. Omar Rabba, so it's a machlokes Rav and Rabba. Omar Rabba, tzvicha get medivrei. Chayin Rav Chizda, tzvicha get medivrei. Min atar, you're right. It's a kedusha toys. The whole need for the get is only medirabbana. Rav Omar, Rav says, no, Tanis sepukim misafkelei. The Tanis misupik in these cases. Is it a kiddush tois or not? So the Gabi, allowing the woman to remarry without a get, sofik isur lechumer, sofik deraisa lechumer. The Gabi mamayna, paying the ksuba, so we say sofik mamayna lekula. That's Rav's answer. Tanis sepukim misafkelei, Gabi mamayna lekula, Gabi isur lechumer. So it's a machlokes, Rabbah and Rava in the Gemara, whether the get is needed min haTorah mid haRabbanan. So the two versions that Tosfos said on the Mishnah, and I'm based on the base, they're not two days in Tosfos. Tosfos is assuming that you know the Gemara, that the Gemara has the two lashonos. Yeah. What is the background for these opinions? Whether you need a get min haTorah mid haRabbanan. So I remember when we learned Yevamos, Rav Soloveitchik suggested the following interesting idea. When you sell merchandise to somebody, so there's an institution of, there's a mekach toys. Let's say someone calls up the fruit and vegetable store, and he says, could you please deliver 10 pounds of potatoes? They have to make a lot of kugel for Shabbos, and so many fruits, and so many vegetables, and so on. Then they deliver, everything was wrong. Instead of 10 pounds of potatoes, they deliver 10 pounds of onions. What are they going to do with 10 pounds of onions? Instead of oranges, they delivered pears. Instead of pears, they delivered the plums. Everything was wrong. So that's a mekach tois. Mekach tois. If you sent the wrong thing, it's a mekach tois. Or, let's say, I bought a dozen eggs. I come home and I open up the box. So one of the there's room for 12 eggs in a dozen, 12 in a dozen. And there's only 11 eggs. So what are you going to say? Well, the difference is less than shtus. So it's oinua less than shtus, so it's mechila. That's not oinua pachas mishtus. The Gemara says, kol davar, anything that's a mistake in midah mishkal minyan is choizer, even if it's less than shtus. That's called mekach toes. That's the wrong thing. If I want an chitim and imtzu sorim, I wanted sorim and imtzu chitim, it's the wrong identity, that's a mekach toes. It's the wrong thing. If a man marries Rachel and it turns out that it's Leah, he's been dating Rachel for the last 7 years, and then they switch him and they give him Leah. So it's the wrong person. If it's the wrong person, that's a Mekach Toys. In Kiddushin or in Mekach, it's the wrong thing. What happens if it's the right merchandise, but it's the wrong price? All the other stores charge so much for potatoes, and this store charges way more than them. So if it's a mistaken price, so then it's a din of Aino. Then it's the parsha of Aino. So the one who is cheated has a right to back out. Misha Nisana has a right to back out. Whenever it's a mistaken identity, chitim and imtzu sorim, sorim and imtzu chitim, it's the wrong min, or it's a mistaken midah mishkal aminyan. So even if the other, even if the lokeach says I want it, but the mochi can say no, it's a tois, it's a mekach tois is the wrong thing. It's simply not chal. So the Mishnah in Baba Basra, when it talks about the dinim of Avinah, many the basic sugya Avinah is in the middle of Bava Metzia and Perak HaZohar. The Gemara talks about how do you calculate shtus? What are the laws of shtus? But some of the Mishnayos of Avinah versus Mekach Toras are in Amechas Hasfin, in the middle of Baba Basra. So the Mishnah has there, if I sell chitim yofos v'nimtzu ro'os, or ro'os v'nimtzu yofos, I wanted to get better quality chitim, and he sold me poorer quality. I wanted to buy the cheap quality, my mistake, he delivered the better quality. And it's not a mistake in the price. Let's say I want $25 worth of better quality potatoes. He gave me $25 worth of poorer quality potatoes. So the price is right. It's $25 worth. But I wanted better quality, he gave me weaker quality. Or I wanted weaker quality, and by mistake, he gave me better quality. So the Mishnah says, Misha Nesana can back out. The din is by Mekach Tos, either Mekach Tos or Botlam Avutl. The sale is not Chal. Now, Sheni came, unless, let's say, I bought an automobile. It was on sale. $500 for used automobile. So, so I bought the automobile. Turns out it doesn't have a motor. Doesn't have any tires. It has no wheels. Nothing. So I can say it's a mekach tos, I don't want it. Or for $500, maybe that's worth it. So I'll stay with the automobile and I'll buy a motor and I'll put it in and I'll buy wheels and tires and put everything on. So if I keep it later, and I add on the wheels and the motor and I start driving it around and I demonstrate that I'm happy the way it is, and the guy who sold it to me is also happy. He sold a piece of junk for $500. He fooled me into believing that it's a normal automobile. I thought I got a Gewaldig Metzia. Turned out it was not a Metzia. It was worth $500. So if later on I'm happy, so the Kenyan is Chal then. At the time that he sold me the automobile, the shell of the automobile for $500, it was Mamash Mekach Tois. It wasn't an automobile. It was just the shell of an automobile. Automobile without a motor is not an automobile. It doesn't have a shame automobile to it. But later on, let's say I married a girl, I've been dating Rachel for the last 7 years, and then they slip in Leah. So I find out that it's Leah. Leah knows that she's fooling me. Leah knows that I wasn't dating her. But I didn't realize that it was Leah. Then the next day I realize, Vahir Baboyker, it's Leah. So I say, okay, I'll decide, I'll stay with the girl. I'll marry her also. So if I decide to marry her, so if I continue to live with her, so it's Kiddushin, Mekanal Habo. Yesterday, when I was Mekadosh, I thought she was Rachel. It was a Kiddush HaTos. It's the wrong identity. It's the wrong person. If I stick with it, like by the automobile, I asked them to deliver 10 pounds of potatoes, and they delivered 10 pounds of onions. So I should call them up right away and say, it was a mistake. So I don't call them up right away. I say, okay, I'll use 10 pounds of onions also. I call them up, please send me another 10 pounds of potatoes. So if I decide I want to keep it, the storekeeper is certainly happy. He sold 10 pounds of onions. Who wants to buy so many onions? So he's happy. So Mikanala bought, it'll be a Kenyan. I agreed to keep the onions, and he's happy, of course, to sell me the onions. So it'll be a Kenyan Mikanala bought. So if it's a Mekach Toys, whenever it's a Kiddusha Toys, Mekach Toys, a mistaken identity, Chitim and Imtsu Saorim, Saorim and Imtsu Chitim, or a mistaken Midah Mishkal Aminyan, that's Mamish Mekach Toys, so either party has a right to back out because the whole Kenyan never took place in the first place. Unless later on they both decide. They both agree to leave it the way it is. So then the Kenyan will be Mekanal Abba. The fact that the person remains with the woman. So he does Kiddushay Bia. The fact that he keeps the onion. So it's kind of with the Kenyan Chotzer. Okay. So it'll be kind of Mekanal Abba. But if it's Chitim Yofos Venimtsu Ros, or Ros Venimtsu Yofos, a mistaken price, so then it's a Dina Vaino. So then the Mishnah only says Misha Nisana has a right to back out. The one who is Ma'an and the one who cheated the other one doesn't have a right to back out. So we see in Mekach that there are two parshas. There's a parsha of Toys, and there's a parsha of Oinoah. And a mum falls under the category of Oinoah. If I wanted to buy $10 worth of chitim yofos, and he delivers $10 of chitim ro'os, So that's a din of Bainor, that's not a din of Mekach Tos. Rav Soloveitchik said that maybe that's the issue involved over here. By Mekach, you have two parshas in the Chumash. A parsha of Bainor and a parsha of Mekach Tos. And whenever there's a mum, that's considered Bainor, it's not considered Mekach Tos. So what do you do by Kiddushin? What do you do faced by Hafrashas Truma? What do you do in other areas of Halacha? These two parshas, parsha Bainor is only by Mekach. The Gemara says that the parsha of Bainor even applies to Schiris. Let's say someone is renting a tuxedo. And it turns out that to rent a tuxedo for the wedding should cost $150, and they charge them $250, way more than it should be. So is there a din? Is there a din of a, if you rent an apartment and they charge you too much, then ain't no other karkos. So there's no din of I know about karkos. B'diyevet l'chatchili, you're not allowed to cheat anybody in anything. But like ain't no other hegdeshes means b'diyevet, there's no penalty of I know. So b'diyevet by karka ain't no other karkos. The original pasuk in Chumash, the Ramban of Chumash points out, how can the Tanoi make a drasha? Chisim kamim kamisecha alkona miyada misecha altona vishesochus. The more makes a drasha miyada misecha. That the din of Bainor only applies to metaltalim, doesn't apply to karka. So the Ramban says, all the Mefarshim on Chumash is, how can the Tanoim say that the din of Bainor doesn't apply to karka? It's mefurish. The Chumash says, when you sell a field in Eretz Yisrael, you should sell the field kifi mispar shanim. How many years are there going to be till Yovel? Because when it comes Yovel, the field is going to go back to the original owner. So you shouldn't charge him too much, because he's only going to have it for a couple of years. Depending on how close, how soon the Yovel is going to come. So how can the Tanoim say that there's no other karkos against the passing of Chumash? Ramban explains, and the Minchas Chinuch has it by Riches on that Ramban explains that the Tanoim had a tradition that there were two parts to Oinor. There's an Isser Oinor, and then there's a penalty of Oinor. Where did they get this idea that if you charge too much, Shtus, or Yesem Shtus, so Shtus, there's a penalty, I have to reimburse you how much I charge you. Or if he has a mishtus, he has a right to back out completely. Where does it say that in the Chumash? It just says in the Chumash that there's an Isser. Where does it say that there's a penalty? So the Ramban explains, because they had a miyut that there's no way of to karkos. And the Pasuk is mefurish not so. When you sell a field in Eretz Yisrael, you should calculate how many years there are left to Yovel. You shouldn't overcharge. You should realize that he's only going to have it. He should realize he's only going to have it till it comes Yovel. So you see, Mefurish, that the lab of Aino applies to Karko also. Or the Tanoim Omemait Hegdeshes. Kimisim ke la misecha, kona miyara misecha, a misecha prat la hegdesh. There's no Aino by Nochrim. What do you mean? You're allowed to cheat the Nochri? It's an Issa deraisa to cheat the Nochri. What do you mean? You're allowed to cheat hegdesh? It doesn't make sense. There should be an Issa deraisa. So the Tanoim understood by reading in between the lines, no, an Issa deraisa there is. Ein Aino la'akum doesn't say in the Gemara. It says the first daf in the second parak in Mechoris. It says, La misecha te machzor aino v'yad ne machzor aino la'akum. So the Achranim say it only goes on the knas, on the hachzoras aino. The penalty of aino doesn't apply to hegdish and doesn't apply to akum. But the lav of aino does apply. The lav deraisa applies, like a gezel akum. You're not allowed to cheat an ochri in business. You're not allowed to cheat hegdish either. There's an iser aino and then there's a penalty of aino. So the Gemara says, if you rent a tuxedo, if you rent karka, the din is ain't on all the karkos, there's no penalty. If you rent a metaltalent, rent an automobile, rent a tuxedo, so then there's a din of I know. So Tosis asks the question, why? But the Gemara says that Schiris is not memka liyome. Schiris does not have the din. There's a din, loisavi sayeva el beisecha. You're not allowed to bring Avodah Zorah into your home. So the Gemara has it, the Mishnah in the end of the first parak on Avodah Zarah says, what if a Jew owns an apartment building and he rents an apartment to a Nochri, and the Nochri is going to bring in Avodah Zarah? So is the landlord in violation of Lo Savi Seve El Beisecha by renting the apartment to the Nochri, knowing in advance that the Nochri is going to bring in an Avodah Zarah? So the Mishnah says that it's an Issa. The landlord is in violation of the Issa, Lo Savi Seve El Beisecha, if he knows in advance that the tenant is going to bring in Avodah Zarah. So the Gemara asks, why? Well, shouldn't you say Schiris Kanya when you rent the apartment to the Nachri? So it's a Nachri's apartment. So why is the landlord in violation of the din of La Savisef El Beisecha? It's not basic. Gemara says no, because Schiris Lo Kanya. Schiris is not called Shalom of the tenant. Schiris is Shalom of the landlord. So Tosis says, if Schiris is Lo Kanya, So renting is not considered as if it's mechira liyayma. You don't say schiris is memka liyayma. So how come the Gemara says here in the middle of Perek HaZohav that if you charge too much for renting an automobile or for renting a tuxedo, there's a whole institution, a din of I know applies. Why? So the Gemara says because schiris is memka liyayma. It's not true. Schiris is not memka liyayma. The Gemara says in Avodah Zarah schiris lo kanya. How come over here, Benegeh Toino, he says, Schiris Memka L'Yoyma? So there's a Machloikos HaRishon and what the answer is. So Tosfos says, it says the word Mimker, the word Mimker is mentioned unnecessarily in the Pasuk, so it's Marbe even if it's only a Memka L'Yoyma. Benegeh Toino, we say, Schiris is Memka L'Yoyma. And other Rishonim say, no, it doesn't even have to be a Memka L'Yoyma. What if, let's say, I hire a worker? This happens every so often. I hire a worker, and I make up how much I'm going to pay him salary, and I'm cheating him something terrible. I'm cheating the worker something terrible. I'm not paying him the standard rate. I remember it happened once. There was a rabbi came from Eretz Yisrael to teach in the yeshiva for 1 year, and he told Dr. Lamb, I'm only going to teach you if you pay me the salary that I want. So Dr. Lamb said, whatever you want, okay. And he gave an amount that he wanted, which was much less than the going rate. And he thought that Big Knacker, he thought that he's the world's biggest genius, the biggest Talmud Chacham, he's going to get more. It turned out that he said less. He didn't realize until the end of the year. So the Shaila is there a din of Ainoa and Schiris Poilim? And Schiris Poilim. Can you say over there it's a memka liyayma? What do you mean? I'm buying the person for the day. You know, memka liyayma means you rent a tuxedo, you rent an automobile. So there you can say schiris memka liyayma. So that's a big machloikas in the Rishonim. So the Rambam says, Rambam quotes the Gaonim that not only if you're renting an object, even if you hire a person, there's also a din of Ainoa. Why? Because whenever you quote, say, it's an amount of money, we're fixing what the salary is going to be. So whenever your code says schum mamen, that's subject to the din of oino. And the Ramban disagrees with the Rambam and the Gaonim, and he says no, only when it's memka liyayma, when you're renting a tuxedo. So it's considered as if it's a mecher with respect to lo savisei vel beisecho schivas lo kanya. With respect to this din of oino, so it is considered a mecher. But if you're hiring a worker, then it doesn't make sense that there should be a whole din of Oino over there. So with respect to Mecher, when you're selling something, there are two parshias in the Torah. There's a parsha of Tois, and whenever there's a Mekach Tois, either a mistake Chitim in Imtzu Soirim, a mistake in Min, or a mistake in Mida Mishkal Minyan, so that's, the whole Kinyan is not Chal at all. And if later on they want to stick with it, that's a new kinyan, Mikal al Habab, but it won't be a Gloy Muslim affair, the Mevater, the Moichel, and Schala Mafreya. It's not, never going to be Schala Mafreya, it'll be Chal Mikal al Habab. He marries a woman, and his mom is a Kiddushah Tois, and if he wants to stick it out with her, it's going to be a new Kiddushah, be a Mikal al Habab. The Kiddushah that he gave under the Chuppah of the ring was B'shaita not Koina. So there's a din of Mekach Tois, and there's a din of Oino. And an Oino, if it's a mistake, a mum, Yofus v'nimtzu Ros v'nimtzu Yofus, whenever there's a mum involved, so then the Mishnah says only Misha Nisana can back out. It's not the same as Mekach Tois. So the Shaila is, the Torah formulates the two parshas by Mecher, when you're selling objects, what would you say in a case where there is no parsha by Noah, by marriage? There is no parsha by Noah. Or by Hafrashas Truma, let's say. Do you say, whatever is I know, so it doesn't apply over here. Only Tois is Mavatl Kiddushin. Only Tois is Mavatl Hafrashas Truma. But a mistake in quality is doesn't belong to the category of Tois. Should belong to the category of Ainoa. And there is no din of Ainoa by marriage. Or should you say no? By Mecher, the Torah has two parshias. By Kol HaTorah Kulo, so whatever would, by Mecher would fall under the category of Ainoa. So by Kiddushin, or by Hafrashas Truma, everything falls under the category of Tois. Maybe any mistake in any mum, any mistake in quality should be considered in Kol HaTorah Kulo, should be considered Tois. Just in Mekach, The Torah is separated a separate parsha. Parsha of Anon and parsha of Torahs. But in Kol HaTorah Kula, but you don't have the two parshas, so everything that should fall under Anon maybe will now really fall under Torahs. So that L'chore is what's involved in the two versions in the Gemara. So the Mishnah has, the Mishnah on Ayin Beis on the Beis says, a man marries a woman, ala tanai, harayah mekudesh esli ala tanai, she'ein boch mumin. So nimtza olah mumin is ein mekudesh es. He made kiddush on the time. Amanos, she'ein olayach nidorim, nimtza olah nidorim. So there's nothing to discuss. He made kiddush on ala tanai. If he didn't make the tanai, so then the Mishnah says, you have to give a get, but you don't have to pay the ksuba. So one opinion is, it's only a get mederabbanan. On the level of the raisa, on the level of the raisa, since it's a mistake, it's a mum over here. She's a good wife, but she has a mum. She has all these hang-ups, all these nedarim. It's going to make life very difficult every other day. He's going to take another nedarim, and he's going to have to suffer from the wife. So whenever, or there's a mum, some other kind of a mum, but basically they're both mumin. Isha sheyesh ala nedarim, and mumin, physical mumin, or psychological mumin, it's all mumin. So whenever you have mumin, so the one opinion in the Gemara is that it's a kiddushe tois, whatever is a oinoa by a mekach, namely a mum, so that'll really be tois by kiddush, and then the get is only needed midirabbanan. So that's what the Rabbeinu Tam said, I marry a girl, she turns out to be an islandess. That's a mum, like all the mumin. Islandess is a mum, like all the mumin. How did the first Balei HaTosfos come up with such an idea? You don't even need a get midirabbanan, and that's how the first line in Tosfos is. Rav Asi holds like that. Rav Asi beferish on Daf Yud Beis. Rav Asi says, nim kan shehikebo, kan shelo hikebo. If lo hikebo, it's a kiddusha tos, you don't need a get at all. So Tosfos has to kash at the end. Tosfos says, the last six lines in our Tosfos, and I'm based on the base. So Tosfos says, B'kitshua, al-tanai, b'kimsistam, whatever, leave out that case at the top. The Mishnah says, you need to get midirabbana. Why is island is different? The bayi get, hayna dafke b'shamum, adikin the machal. That's other mumen. Aval island is, shumma de meina meichal. L'chol adeis. No one would be machal. What do they mean to say? The Pashtus, they mean to say that an island is mamish like a different woman. Let's say he's been dating Rachel for the last 7 years, and then Rachel, Kiddush, Rachel, and into slave. That's a different person. That's mamish a mistaken identity. So if I, let's say, I buy an automobile, and the brakes don't work so well. So it's a mum. It's a mum. What if I buy an automobile? It doesn't have a motor in it. So that's mamish not an automobile. That's not a mum. That's not called an automobile. So the Gemara has a lashon in the end of Tainus. The Gemara says, "Ein isha ela lebanim." The whole purpose of getting married, that they have men marrying men and women marrying women. So obviously the purpose of getting married today is not to have children. The couple, the lesbians or the gays, not going to have any children. But under normal circumstances, you say, "Ein isha ela lebanim." The whole purpose of getting married is in order to have children. Is in order to have children. So if it comes out the wife is an akara, so it can be treated medically. Not so easy, bismana gemara, bismana that's easier, diet, medication, whatever. So that, if she turns out to be an akara, we're not going to say that's not such a mum. But if it turns out to be an islandess, so that's mamish like an automobile without a motor, that's a different cheftza, that's a different identity. So that's how Tosfos ends off at the end. How did we say in the beginning that if it turns out she's an islandess, you don't even need a get from the Rabbanan? But the Mishnah says, Nimtza leh mumin, if he didn't say the Kiddush on Allah Tanai, Al Marash en Aleich mumin. Nimtza ba mumin. So you need a get at least from the Rabbanan, maybe min Atar, Machlegis, Rabba and Rabba. Why should they say islandess is different? Ted says, no, islandess is different, for sure. Why? It's a different chavtza. It's not called an Isha Basbanim. It's not the same as an Akora. An islandess is impossible. Even with medication, she's never going to have any children. So sometimes the mum is so great that it's considered a different chavtza. It's a lecholades is considered a tois. So those who quote the Rabbeinu Tam is saying that you need a get midirabbanan. So they're treating islandess the same as everything else. Those who want to say you need a get min haTorah, how can it be? How can it be that you need to get Minat Torah? So the Pashta says that's the other opinion, and I'm giving them a base, the two versions. Why is it that if Nimtzor le'amumen kitcha stam. He didn't make the tana amon rashi in a life moment. Just kitcha stam. Nimtzor ba'amumen. Nimtzor le'anidor. So the Mishnah says teitze shelo b'ksuba. So the Gemara asks, if he doesn't pay ksuba because kiddush etos, why does he have to give a get? So the first opinion was a get that's only made the rabbanim and atari takarei. The second opinion was sepukim and safkelei. It's a suffix. So by Isuri go l'chumer, suffix Isuri l'chumer, you require a get, misuffix deraisa, and suffix ma'ana l'kule, he doesn't have to pay the ksuba. What's the suffix? Why is that a suffix? Let's say it's a vadois, that who would want to marry a girl who's an island and she can't have any children? Unless he's a person, he just needs companionship, but a normal boy who gets married wants to have children. So that's where Rav Soloveitchik suggests, maybe the pshat in the Gemara is that whenever you have a mum, so in Mekach, that's a din of Oino, it's not a din of Mekach toys. So in Kol HaTorakula, maybe there is no din of Oino. Whatever by Mekach would be Oino doesn't exist anywhere else. Or maybe no. Maybe in Kol HaTorakula, whatever by Mekach would be considered in the parish of Oino, in Kol HaTorakula, there is no din of Oino. So anything that would be Oino by Kol HaTorakula would be considered a toys. So it could be that these are the two opinions in the Gemara. The one opinion is Sepukim Misafkelei, Rava holds, Tan is Sepukim Misafkelei. Maybe whatever is I know by Mekach and Kol HaTorakula, maybe it falls under the category of Mekach Tos, maybe not. So that's why he says that it's a Sophic Deraisa.
Why would Rishonim explain the Gemara in accordance to the opinion of Rava? Can you pass that Rava over Rava? No?
I don't know if they're taking a stand. They quote two versions of the Rabbin and Tam. So one version was Midirabbanim, maybe means at least Midirabbanim. The other version was Safik Deraisa. Maybe like the taste is there, and I'm based on the Mishnah. So those who don't read Vaita, they don't read Ein Gilam, they say, oh, Tosis has 2 days. It's not 2 days in Tosis, they're just quoting the Lashon HaGemara. Whether the get that's needed in the Mishnah is Midirabbanim or it's Sfeika Deraisa. So maybe the two versions of Rabbi Natama, just the same two versions, but Tosis said there, the Machlek is Rabbi Rava. No one's taking any stand. They're just they're referring you. Look at Ein Gimel and Beis. The Gemara has two Lashonis. Whether they get in such a case, they're treating Islandus the same. The first day in Tosis holds that Islandus is worse than any other mum. Islandus is worse. Shumpa made on a Meuchel Bazet, that's considered like Kiddush Rochav and Imtzisleya. It's a different identity. So Islandus is not the same as Akar. Islandus is a lot about Zbonim. I feel like they replay, Tosis says. So it's like being Mekadosh. And Gansen are different. Mekadosh are Shtender. A man is going to Mekadosh another man. So it's a different Chepze. It's no good. And the other day in Tosis, the other day, the Rabbeinu Tam says, that's if you're all like Ravasi, it's Muchach like that. If you're all like Ravasi and Daf Yudbei, so it's Muchach in the Mishnah, you don't even need a get. Once you hold like Rava, so there's no hechrich to say like that. So then you can say Islandus is the same as any other mum. And what's the din in any other mum? So there were two lashonis in the Gemara, Rabba v'Rava. Whether you need a get midirabbanon, and atar it is a kiddushei tois. Any case of mum, anything that by mekach would be oinoa, namely a mum, so. In other areas of halacha where there's no din of Ainoa, so everything would fall under Toys. Or the other day is like the second opinion. No, it's a Sveika Deraisa. This is Svara Gufa. Whether anything that falls under Ainoa by Mekach and Kol Tarkul is no din of Mekach, does it fall under the category of Toys and not? So Sepukim is Afkalei. That's a Sufik in din. So it may be a Sufik Deraisa you should need a get. So these are the three opinions. According to Rav Asi, it's Muchach that you don't even need a get mid Rabban. Once you're like Rava, you're free, you're able to say that Islandus doesn't have to be different from all the other mum. Not Muchrach, but you're free to say like that. So Rabbi Natam thought that once you get to the Maskana, you don't have to agree with Rava, that premise of Rava's. I just maybe tomorrow, believe that, I'd like to start with that thesis on Peites, about if you made a Hafrasha Struma and it turns out that it was a poorer quality. So is the Tois Mevatl the Hafrashas Truma or not? So that's a machlokes, the Rama and Tosis, how to read the Mishnah and Trumas. Maybe I'll just wrap it up tomorrow. That's the same shalah that's involved over here. And then we'll go weiter.
When we were doing the other day, we spoke at a sheet of a Rama Beholo on some type of glass.